why we're broadcasting here outside of the Kerry Sports Academy on this fine April morning, the sun shining down at us, is for MTU Connect Day. And I'm delighted to say we are joined here in studio now in our outside broadcast unit by Tim Daly, who's Vice President for External Engagement and International. He's also been appointed to the MTU Executive last year. And also by Anne Looney, who is External Services Manager. Thank you both so much for joining us this morning, Tim and Anne. Anne, if I could start with you, can you tell us a bit more about today's event, MTU Connect?
Thank you, Tressa. Good morning and good morning to your listeners. So today's event, I suppose, is an open day event really for industry and community groups. We're inviting all sorts of businesses and companies, public, private, not-for-profit community groups to come up and find out more about how MTU can support them. And we're focusing on four key areas today, Tressa. Work placements. So we're proud to say that all of our programs here in MTU have a work placement module attached to them. But we're always looking for companies and employers to come along and to be able to provide new and exciting work placements for students. So we'll be talking about that, as well as student projects as well. So sometimes it might be a bit of an undertaking for an employer to take on a work placement student, so they might just try a student project. And I suppose these give our students fantastic benefits. They're giving them real life experience and interacting with companies. We'll also be looking at research today, and I know some of our colleagues will be talking to you later on from our research centres, but they'll be just talking about how you can get started on the research journey, what kind of an investment you need to be putting in, what are the different staff that you need to have that would coordinate with the researchers, and how you can get some funding. Lifelong learning is another topic, and we just recently launched our new range of Springboard courses, and they're live at the moment now on springboardcourses.ie or mtu.ie, and these are a fantastic way for companies to be able to invest in their employees or for individuals themselves to decide to upskill or reskill. They're 90% funded for people who are employed and 100% funded for people who are unemployed. So a fantastic opportunity to build on qualifications you have or to move into a different area. And then finally, we'll be looking at enterprise supports. And so our New Frontiers program manager will be talking about that startup program. It's funded through Enterprise Ireland, and we try to accelerate people's businesses over 6 months and put them in a good place where they're ready to take on investment and hire people. So they're the four key areas, Tressa, and we're looking forward to meeting lots of potentially new collaborators this morning and welcoming back people that we've been partnering with for a number of years.
And it's all happening today, MTU Connect. What time is it running on until this evening?
Yeah, so we kicked off there around 8:30. We're here until 12 noon. So if anyone who's listening hasn't registered and this sounds interesting, please pop up. There's a talk going on right now until 10 o'clock, and then another one starts from 10 until 11. Our researchers are there. Our research centre rooms and labs are open for people to come in and just have a look and see the kinds of things that we're doing. So we're up here at the North Campus in our brand new STEM building on Coon. That's where the event is on today.
And everyone's welcome.
Absolutely.
And at this stage, I will bring in Tim Daly, who's Vice President, External Engagement and International with MTU. Tim, good morning. Thank you for joining us here at our outside broadcast unit, Radio Kerry. We're broadcasting outside the Kerry Sports Academy. Tim, how important is external engagement to the university? And how is this engagement benefiting Kerry and Cork, of course, because MTU obviously covers the southwest, the whole region.
Good morning, Tressa. We haven't met before, and it's lovely to meet you. And I'm learning something new every day. And the first thing I've learned from today, every day is a learning day. But that Anne Looney has a voice for radio, so there might be,
absolutely,
you know, there she could be punting for it. External engagement. We tend to use phrases sometimes that get lost on people, you know, and it means really working with businesses, communities, and public organisations to make education and research practical and relevant. So, like all relationships, Tressa, it's a quality over quantity type of thing for us, right? We like to focus on building strong, purposeful, quality partnerships. And these can range from short-term projects to long-term collaborations that can shape industries and our communities. So in Kerry in particular, I would say there's not an organisation we don't engage with. We'll start there, right? Particularly Kerry County Council. I list a few of them here. Kerry County Council, the Chambers of Commerce, Enterprise Ireland, who do wonderful work with local Indigenous companies to help them grow and develop with the support of ourselves, and with the New Frontiers programme, which you're going to hear about later, the support of Niamh and Anne also. The IDA are an enormous player. And for us, Patrick Doyle, who's a native Kerry man, is actually the Southwest representative for the IDA, and he has done tremendous work to attract and develop companies to Kerry and to maintain and support those that already exist here. And with the help of Anne, myself and the extended MTU team, we would always fall in to support the IDA when it comes to visits of dignitaries or larger organisations who are looking to invest into Kerry. So they're very important to us. Uad Ros na Gaeltachta is another important partner to us. And there isn't really, like I said, Fall to Ireland, seeing as we're in Kerry, are particularly important to us, as is the South West Regional Enterprise Plan. Additionally, hospitals and schools, any public organisation, all the hospitals in Kerry take nurses from our programmes, and they have been immensely happy and positive with them. And I would say also there isn't a community or cultural group or sporting organisations that we don't engage with. So these partnerships help us respond directly to the regional needs. And often we find ourselves either leading or being part of projects with many of these partners and with other companies as well. And the important phrase for us now is impact, and the impact we're having not only in Tralee, not only in Kerry, but in the South West region. And quite frankly, from a global perspective, is that we want to support businesses to grow in Kerry and help solve business problems for them. Anytime we can help create a job or support new jobs, it means we have graduates to place into those jobs and the companies will be immensely happy with them. And any upskilling opportunities that Anne talked about as well. So really strengthening communities across the South West is a key goal of ours. And as regards the value, I think there's one figure I want to leave you with today. And that is, we conducted independent research by an independent international economic consultant called Indicon. They conducted research on the impact of MTU, both regionally and nationally, and indeed internationally. And it comes up to a figure, an eye-watering figure of 1 billion euros in any given year. So any organisation that can make an impact of 1 billion euros in a county across a region is a really impressive one. So the bottom line from external engagement, and how the university makes a real difference every day by framing and managing solid relationships and partnerships and helping people and organisations solve real life problems.
And I guess in this era of global uncertainty that we're going through at the moment, making those connections at a local, national, regional level are more important than ever.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as an organisation, as a university that we are now, we are rooted in the region for sure. However, we have an enormous global outlook. And what's important to us is, you know, anytime we can help the IDA or Enterprise Ireland to attract a new company into Ireland, into Kerry, into Cork, into the South West region, that's a good day. If we can secure additional jobs, that's a good day. But additionally, and most importantly for the people of Kerry, is that they want to make sure that their students attend a university and that they will be work ready after that period of time and able to take up employment. And a lot of the time, let's be frank, people, if they come to study in Kerry, they end up staying here, and we want to keep them here.
Absolutely. And Tim, we thank you for that. We'll go back to Anne Looney, External Services Manager at MTU. And for anyone who's missed today's MTU Connect event, how's the best way? What's the best way they can get in contact with the university?
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, we understand that it can be sometimes a little bit daunting to reach into the university and wondering where should you go first. So I suppose use me as the kind of the front door into the university. Anne Looney is my name, and my email address is anne.looney@mtu.ie. And I'm more than happy to speak to anybody who's looking to connect with the university on, you know, all of the areas that Tim mentioned as well. And once we understand what the need or the opportunity is, then you can be directed into the right part of the organisation. And I suppose, look, it's a really exciting time for the university, and we have our expertise in here in Kerry, but, you know, we have the added advantage now of having that expertise from the Cork campus as well. So there kind of isn't an area that we can't assist somebody with. So we'd be delighted to speak to anybody who's looking to connect with us.
So anyone who's not able to come to the North Campus today for MTU Connect, to email yourself anne.looney@mtu.ie. That's Anne with an E.
Like
Anne of Green Gables. Anne with an E. Finally, Tim, can you outline some of the developments currently on going on at Kerry campus of MTU.
Absolutely. And Tressa, I don't know what time you arrived this morning, but we're really pleased with our university now, insofar as we've had a new building added last September on Coon, which is our science, technology, engineering and mathematics building. And we really feel that it has created a really a sense of university, right? So when you come in the front gate, and I would encourage people to, you know, take some time if they're passing, swing in by the gate, no one's going to turn you away, and have a drive around the campus, or indeed a walk around the campus, and to see the enormous capital infrastructure development we've experienced over the last number of years. Firstly, I should thank our funders, which is the Government of Ireland, the Higher Education Authority, and the Department of Higher Education and Science. It's a very exciting time at the Kerry campus. Some major developments have finished, as in the Coon STEM building, which opened last September. You know, the word state of the art is kind of thrown around as if everything is state of the art, right? But I'm going to nail myself to the mast here and say that it is, in fact, a really state of the art facility. It can cater for in excess of 1,000 students. It has enormous lecture theatres, science labs, computer labs, workshops. We're still rooted in the agri-tech and engineering spaces, and it supports science, engineering and technology programmes here at MTU, with a real focus on hands-on practical learning in addition to the traditional theory-based learning approach. The next big project we have coming down the chute is currently in design phase, and it's a really exciting one, and it's the Student Learner Centre. Currently in design, construction is penciled for 2027, so that would be towards the end of 2027, Q3 or Q4, and we expect it to open, taking the first, allowing students to avail of it from 2029. What it will do is it will enhance student supports in the overall experience. So we have all the student support services here at MTU, but this is a dedicated building to support all of that activity. And really, if I was to say something, it's a keystone project. So it will sit in the centre of the campus. It'll be the first focal point when you enter the campus, and it'll be the point through which everyone orientates themselves. In addition to that, we don't want to steal anyone else's thunder. However, on campus here with us, we've got the Kerry Technology Park, and we've got Astellas, who are near and dear neighbours. And Astellas Pharma, that facility is currently under construction, and we understand it's due to be complete in 2027. It's a major investment for Tralee, for Kerry and the wider region. It will bring jobs, research collaboration opportunities for us here at MTU, and great industry links. As Anne had mentioned earlier on, the whole idea of student placement, you know, they're enormously helpful to us. They help take some of our students, give them great work experience and make them work ready. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of the time, those students end up working in Astellas, and goes back to my initial point. The stickiness of the region is so important to us, and we want to keep them here. So Owen Moore and the team in Astellas are very linked with us. And overall, all these projects I've mentioned, they're all about future-proofing the campus. You know, ensuring we have a solid foundation to build here. I'd like to think when we've all shuffled off into the future that, you know, the construction on this Kerry campus and the development of the campus and the provision of learning and great research on the campus here will continue long after we're gone. It's all about improving student facilities, strengthening industry connections and supporting regional growth. As I said from the outset, MTU is here to serve the people of Kerry, the region and beyond. And I would encourage people, if they've not been to the campus, even if they think they should have no remote reason to come here, that they're very welcome to come and visit. Park up the car, have a walk around, and
it's your university.
Absolutely, and it's a university for
everyone,
for the town, for the Kerry, for the region, and you know, people should, they're entitled to come in and have a wander around.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We've been speaking to Tim Daly, Vice President, External Engagement and International with MTU, and Anne Looney, who's the Technological University's External Services Manager, talking to us about MTU Connect, which is taking place. It's running until 12:30, is that right?
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
12:30 today up in the North Campus. Lots of exciting, interesting and insightful events coming on, as Anne said there. And if you're not able to make it up to MTU today and you want to find out more about those, forging those important connections and availing of the services and the facilities and the courses that the and research that the university has, you can email Anne.Looney@mtu.ie, and that's Anne with an E. So returning to MTU Connect and to more speakers about this fascinating day, which is running until 12:30, in which you offers people a chance to link in, to touch base and find out more about Munster Technological University and its networks, what they can offer, as well as the opportunity to forge connections, whether you're a business, whether you're a community group, even some individuals as well. It's for everybody. And that's very clear that MTU is for everybody here in Kerry. I'm delighted to say now that we are joined by four more guests who have joined us in our outside broadcast this morning. We have Andrew Shields, who is Senior Lecturer in the Computing Department at MTU. Shane Walsh, who is Managing Director of SMBC Tralee, which would also be known as GRI America. We have Emer Foley, who is Head of Health and the Leisure Department at MTU. And Catherine Moylan, who is Head of the Creative Media Department. Good morning and thank you all for joining us here from Radio Kerry's Outside Broadcast. We're delighted to be outside here in the campus, outside the Kerry Sports Academy, this beautiful, fine spring morning in April. Andrew Shields, Senior Lecturer in the Commuting Department at MTU Kerry. Andrew, can you talk us through the work placement module at MTU? A very important aspect of a student's time at the university when they're undertaking a degree, getting that vital hands-on work experience.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose work placement is a really important core part of our programs in the computing department. It gives the students an opportunity to spend at least one semester, so that's kind of from Christmas to the summer break, working in industry. Many students stay on through the summer, which gives them extra experience and before they return to their final year. So that's in third year, they do their work experience, and then they come back and they finish their final year of their degree at the computing department. They work in a variety of roles. They work on projects. They develop technical and professional skills. And I suppose we're really indebted to the companies who play a critical part in providing those opportunities and supporting students during their work placement. And I suppose there is a benefit to the companies as well, that they get to see the talent that we have here at MTU Kerry.
And it's very important for the students because they get to experience in real terms. Do I actually want to do this career? Is this for me? And they can establish that for themselves. Andrew, if companies have work placement opportunities, and that's a key aspect of today's MTU Kerry MTU Connect event today, you want to forge those connections with companies maybe who heretofore maybe haven't networked with MTU vis-a-vis work placement opportunities. If there are companies listening in, or listening back on our podcast this evening when it goes out, how can they register their interest with you? How can they contact MTU and say, look, we would like to avail of work placement opportunities. We'd like to give students an opportunity to work for us.
Well, we're always open to any companies, whether they're very large multinationals or very small local companies. We're very open to all companies. I suppose the easiest way is to contact our head of department, so Paul Collins. Another way is to attend events like today. We have many events, our open days, or if you know another staff member, we're always keen to work with various companies as well. So while a lot of companies around might be thinking, oh, it's just software engineering, the roles are so diverse now. And I suppose IT and computing are parts of many different businesses. So even if you're not a software development company, we'd still like to hear from you if you think a computing student could be of benefit to your company.
And to find those connections, go onto the website as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. On the mtu.ie website, you'll see the computing department. The email address for Paul is paul.collins@mtu.ie. Or if you just contact the computing department, we'll get back to you.
paul.collins@mtu.ie. And yep. I should say as well that Radio Kerry has taken, over the years, has taken students on work placement from the TV, radio and new media course. And we've always been very happy with the enthusiasm and the great ability of the students who've come and worked for us, and we're very glad to have had them, and we've learned as much from them as they've learned from us. At this stage now, I will come to Shane Walsh, Managing Director of SMBC Tralee, also known as JRI America. Shane, good morning. Tell us briefly, many of us are of course familiar with JRI America, with SMBC Tralee, but tell us briefly who you are.
So, good morning, and thanks very much for having me and inviting me today. So, JRI America is a technology organisation which is part of the SMBC group, so Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation. We've been in Tralee about 15 years now, up in the technology park, and we have about 300 team members now. Essentially, what we do is we build and run the technology that's necessary today for a global financial institution. Very, very pleased to be part of this today.
That is quite an obligation for a business. That is a huge responsibility.
Yeah, and to be honest, we really enjoy it. As I say, we've a big team here in Tralee. We cover a lot of different functions, from cyber to data, to the software development, and various other functions that a kind of global organisation needs to run.
And it's a reflection of this county that you decided to base yourselves here, have a base here.
Absolutely, and grow from here as well.
And tell me now, JRI America, Shane, the IT provider for SMBC, has a long-standing relationship with MTU. Can you tell us about that relationship? Is it in terms of work placement? What are the other aspects of the relationship? And how important is it for your company to have a university in Kerry, in the southwest?
Yeah, so we've had as you say, a long-standing relationship. I would guess maybe 15 years, and would have been one of the key elements in us deciding to locate here. So having a strong university like the MTU in this region is really important for us. As I said, we have a global technology centre. We support critical banking processes, financial services platforms, and they absolutely depend on having high-skilled people. The university is a great pipeline for us, and we really need a kind of sustainable talent pipeline to allow students from Kerry and the wider region to come and join us, to build careers. And I guess the ongoing collaboration between ourselves and the university is across many areas. So we need that industry and academia collaboration in order to kind of lift the region, evolve skills, develop new skills in this kind of fast-moving technology world.
Was the presence of MTU in Kerry a factor in your decision to open a facility here?
Absolutely. Probably one of the main factors in the decision, and more recent decisions to continue expanding our operation here in the Technology Park, has absolutely been the presence of MTU. It's students, it's lecturers, again, that collaboration that we, can talk about academia and research projects. It's really powerful.
And does SMBC Tralee, JRI America, are there other ways in which you engage with MTU in terms of, maybe being offering suggestions in terms of course development or supporting lifelong learning?
Yeah, it's not just limited to the student talent. There's the university sector, and particularly MTU, seems to have carved out a really interesting niche. The technology world is fast moving. It's ever changing quickly sometimes, and that's good. But what that means is that our people also need to stay up to date and be engaged with the current technologies. We use MTU as as a partner in that relationship through Springboard and microcredits and various other initiatives that are led from here. So we would have a good cohort of our employees every year that would use the upskilling services, I guess, of the MTU. We do guest lectures occasionally. I'll try and share a little bit of what goes on in our world with the student body. Many students visit the offices for kind of workshops as well to really understand what I guess a live environment is like, rather than the kind of academic, and that works well for us, and it works well for the students and lecturers. There's continuing discussions, I would say, on course content to make sure that the students that are graduating from the MTU are kind of ready for work and have the up-to-date skills to go into the technology world, not just for our organisation, but across the region.
And what would you say, and we're speaking to Shane Walsh, who's Managing Director of SMBC Tralee JRI America, what would you say to companies, to firms who haven't made the connections or built up the relationship with MTU in the way that your business has?
I think it's in order to grow and scale a business, talent and knowledge are at the base of that, requirement. So I think the engagement with MTU is kind of a critical part of that ability. I think you said it was open till 12:30 today, so plenty of time still. But I think engagement with the university and the lecturers is critical to that.
And at this stage now, thank you, Shane. At this stage now, I'll bring in Eimear Foley, who's head of health and leisure of the health and leisure department, I should say, at MTU. Eimear, can you tell us about the developments at the health in the whole area of health and leisure in MTU, Kerry?
Thank you, Tressa, and good morning, Kerry. We're part of the Faculty of Health and Social Sciences, so, part of a much broader university now. And, we've been here for over 30 years, our department, and we've continuing to develop that ethos of students working across multiple areas, particularly in the areas of exercise and health, sports, performance, physical education. And we feel that our graduates are really ready then to head out into the communities, into the schools, into the workforce, to kind of spread that message of the importance of exercise, physical activity for your health. And I suppose one of the big things today is about connecting with Kerry and the community. And, our students have so many opportunities to do that. They're constantly working with community groups, disability groups like St. John of God, some of the schools.
Can you give me an example of some of the work you do? That sounds
fascinating. So on a given day, here today, this morning now, you could have the aquatic rehab exercise class, and you've people who've suffered stroke or maybe brain injuries, and they're coming up, they're being referred up to the pool and working with our fourth years. You might have someone like St. Isis and St. Joseph's School coming up working with our second years in the hall and doing some kind of PE related activity. Other than that, then, like, you on a given day you could have a team or some athletes up working with the more kind of high performance students, and they might be up in the lab or the gym. So alongside obviously all the hard work and the theory that the students have to learn, they're really getting that hands-on experience and forging fabulous connections with Kerry and with the community. And that's the essence of all our programmes across our department.
That work must be so rewarding, and I wouldn't even call it work, but assisting people who are recovering from stroke or assisting people with life-changing injuries or children with additional needs, that not only improve, it makes them, I suppose, better at their qualifications and better at what they do when they finish college, but also it also enhances them as human beings.
Absolutely, because our students often, when they come to us at 18 or 19, they're not aware of the world around them, and they might just know a portion of exercise or sport or PE or whatever it might be. And I think that access to seeing, like, we've an ageing population, like we said, MTU is for all. We have courses linked up with us here for intellectual disabilities. So they're able to pivot, they're able to be flexible and just use their learning learning to whatever person is they're working with, whether that's a child, an older person, whether it's someone with abilities, disabilities. So it's to try and make it for everybody. So that's really where, and we meet graduates every day working with every aspect of the population. And, you know, they really show off what they've learned with us. And they tell us that they you know, they're really privileged to have what they have when they go out.
And MTU Connect, which is running until 12:30 today, or Connect with MTU, I should say, which is running until 12:30. How do people contact ye, or what sort of aspect are ye focusing in on today? Is it simply just if you want to, if you have a community group, or maybe a community group, maybe where there's older people who are looking to improve their physical well-being and they want to forge connections with yourselves? Is that the sort of connections you're looking
at? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm on the stand here this morning till 12:30, and but look, even if you can't make it up today, just reach out to MTU, and even the, you know, call up to the Kerry Sports Academy or the security office. They'll pass on details. I'm emer.foley@mtu.ae, and you know, happy to take a message. But I suppose really we're probably working with more established community groups. Unfortunately, we can't offer to you know, everybody that comes up to us, because we wouldn't get much done if we were to do that. But you know, we have some really good connections with kind of bigger community groups, and we, you know, we're developing courses in those areas of community development for well-being. We have a master's in that area up on our website. Shorter courses for coaches. So, as Shane, I think, and Andrew have already mentioned, it's lifelong learning. People are still learning no matter where they are, in even when they're out working.
Brilliant. Thank you. Thanks. That's a wonderful insight. We've been speaking there to Emer Foley, who's head of health and leisure of the health and leisure department at MTU Kerry. And now waiting very patiently is Catherine Moylan, who is the head of the creative media department at MTU. Catherine, good morning and thank you for joining us. I know you're very excited about the redesigned animation and film courses at MTU Kerry campus.
Hi Tressa, lovely to be here. Yeah, I was just listening to Emer talking there, and it's amazing since I've joined the college here, the university, the change, even the Kerry Sports Academy building in Ancoon. It's an amazing campus and it's growing and expanding all the time, and thankfully we are part of that expansion. So after a decade of the animation program, which is run very successfully, we're redesigning it at the moment. And it's been actually a great chance to go back and talk to our alumni, our past graduates, and hear what they're doing now and where they're working locally, nationally and internationally. And so we've also considered that in Ireland we're innate storytellers, and it's something that I think we have as a talent that we don't take for granted a lot of the time. So, and especially in Kerry, of course. So the redesigned programme, we're going to also include visual storytelling, which I think is very exciting, but also we're creating or developing the skills and competencies of our students for the future jobs. Sometimes those jobs or those careers don't even exist right now. Like Shane mentioned there, we're in a digital age, but there's so much change happening at the moment. So we're aiming, I suppose, to prepare our graduates to be ready to work in any industry, but also being mindful of the growing animation industry in Ireland, which has gone from strength to strength. You might have seen this year there was a Irish nomination, John Kelly, for the Oscars in the animation field. And I mean, I suppose you think Brown Bag Films, you've got Cartoon Saloon, Boulder, all of these companies that are in Ireland and going from strength to strength. So our graduates have been fortunate and very successful in getting jobs in those areas as well. So yeah, exciting times. And I'm delighted as well, you mentioned the TV radio students that were in Radio Kerry. I went down to Radio Kerry last week and I got a lovely tour around with Fiona, and I met a couple of our graduates. And so we're actually relaunching the that degree programme to look at film, broadcast and online media, because again, we're very cognizant of, I suppose, online media and film and broadcast are areas that are not just now the skills that and the areas we enjoy now, but what we want to look at into the future as well.
And the Fiona you referred to there is the CEO of Radio Kerry Group, Fiona Stack. And it's very clear, Catherine, how excited you are about the redesigned animation and film course at Kerry campus of MTU. If people want to find out more, what do they do? How do they find out more?
Yeah, so if I suppose go on the website, mtu.ie. A good example is the open days, but you know, there's something coming up next week now. It's a great opportunity if you're living in the locality in Chiemsa on the 7th of May. Our students, our fourth year students, have their end of year exhibition. It's a free event, so a lovely way to spend an evening, 6:30 to 8:30, and you can ring Chiemsa or go on Chiemsa's website and just book your free ticket there. Like my colleagues were saying as well, I suppose the website is one outlet. Even if you come up to the college here, my name is Catherine Moylan, and you can find my email on the website, or you know, drop a line or give a call. We have two open days throughout the year. This day is like today, which is a great chance for people just to come in and just see what's up there on the hill. You know, I was looking at the new road there the last day, and the campus is just growing really from year to year. But I'd love if more people could come up and visit us and see what's happening.
And finally, and this is just what struck me there, we're talking about it's MTU Connect. It's Connect with MTU today, and the invite for everybody to go up and look around. And you know, the emphasis is you, that MTU is for everybody here in Kerry. And I was just thinking, Catherine, because you are head of the creative media department, back and speaking of the Oscars, which you mentioned there, Radio Kerry teamed up with the National Tertiary Office, which yourselves at MTU and Kerry College, to support the Jessie Buckley weekend ahead of the Killarney woman winning that historic Academy Award. And it was a school from Knocknagree on the Cork-Kerry border that won the €1,000 for their brilliant, creative, funny, inventive video, showing their support for Jessie Buckley. So connections take all forms, don't they?
Yeah, that was a brilliant idea. I must say, fair play to Radio Kerry. They kind of brought us all together for that. And like you said, we worked with Kerry College ourselves. And it was great to see the level of participation in that weekend. And I think it brought us all together. And as you say, that school, Knocknagree, the video, and you look at the skills that children have in primary school now. They're videographers and filmmakers in, you know, junior infants. So hopefully some of them will come our way in 10 years' time.
Thank you all so much this morning for joining us here at the Radio Kerry Outside Broadcast Unit. We're broadcasting from Kerry Sports Academy for MTU Connect Day. Andrew Shields, Senior Lecturer at the Computing Department. Shane Walsh, Managing Director of SMBC Trilegy-RI America. Emer Foley, Head of the Health and Leisure Department. And you just heard there Catherine Moylan, Head of the Creative Media Department. With MTU Connect, which is taking place today, Connect with MTU, up here in the North Campus of MTU Kerry in Tralee, where companies, community groups and the public have an opportunity to network and find out about research, innovation, job opportunities, the whole shebang, work placements. There's a lot going on. And as you've been hearing from previous guests on the show this morning, the idea is to come up if you're curious. There's lots of opportunities to upskill, to research, to secure work placements and to make those connections. So we're joined now in studio in our outside broadcast by Tim Yeomans, who's Centre for Applied Bioscience Research Centre. He's their manager at that centre. And Tom Fitzmaurice, who is the IMAR Centre Manager. Tim, I'll start with you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Kerry Today show on Radio Kerry. First of all, can you tell us more about, it's a bit of a mouthful for me, for an arts graduate like me, the Centre for Applied Bioscience Research, the CABR Research Centre, where you're the centre manager. What's your area of expertise?
Yeah, thanks for that, and delighted to be here. So the centre that I manage, we work with bioresources or natural materials. So anything from seaweed to microalgae to wool, oyster shells, all types of different materials. And fundamentally, we look at what's in something, how do you get it out, and what does it do? So if you think about seaweed, which there's lots of around Kerry and Tralee, there's lots of different interesting compounds in seaweed that can be used in biostimulants, in food products and cosmetics. And so we support companies in trying to identify sustainable ways of getting those ingredients out, incorporating those into those products, and then seeing what kind of effects that they have.
And it's interesting because yesterday on the show, we were speaking to Sean Finnan, who's the CEO of the Irish Bioenergy Association, who gave us a fascinating insight into all of this. And that would very much link in what he was discussing.
Yeah, to a large extent. And so I suppose energy production is largely, certainly from bioresources, you can use what's left after a process can then be used to make energy. And what we try and do, I suppose, to a large extent, is get everything out before then to get as much value out of the material as possible. And so we work with a wide range of different different types of companies, because bioresources spread themselves across a wide range of different sectors. So anywhere from healthcare to marine, environmental, pharmaceutical even, and also cosmetics. And cosmetics is a big area for us at the moment, particularly in MTU Kerry. And we actually do human volunteer testing in MTU Kerry for a range of different types of cosmetic products. We're always looking for new volunteers. So if
really?
Anybody, absolutely. Yeah,
and what sort of testing would you, what sort of cosmetic products are you looking for people to submit themselves to be tested upon?
Yeah, sure. And should mention it's for efficacy testing, not safety testing. The products come to us fully safety tested. They're on the market already, or they've got all the different kind of certifications with them. And so we're testing them for efficacy. So for things like moisturization, wrinkle reduction, skin barrier, skin redness. We're doing a study at the moment on hair and the impact of a different treatment on hair and scalp health. And so on our website, cabr.ie, there's a link there that if people do want to join our reserve panel for volunteers, they're more than welcome to do so. And then they'll be emailed then when we do have an upcoming study.
And when we were talking about bioenergy, which is kind of related or connected to bioscience, there was obviously a focus on renewables. I know the some of those areas of sectors aren't strictly to deal with energy renewables, but there's obviously a strong environmental component to bioscience research.
Absolutely, and sustainability is a big part of what we look at. And so it's looking at material and trying to create a circular process for its use, for a raw material that a company is working with, that it's not just a linear process of make something out of it and then it's done. It's okay, well, what's the side streams coming off it? How can they be used for something? And when you've done that process, how can you use the side streams from that? And using biotechnology to try and facilitate that.
What's the time and financial commitment for a company? What does a company need to give to engage in research with yourselves at the CABR, the Centre for Applied Bioscience Research?
It really very much depends on what the company question is. And our centres are part of the Enterprise Ireland Technology Gateway Network. And the reason they are is so we can support companies in answering different scientific and technical challenges. And so very much at the very start is having a chat to the company and seeing what they need to get done, and then trying to work out what time that is required for that. And the time will really dictate to a large extent the budget. Enterprise Ireland have these innovation vouchers that they fund for a lot of different types of companies for €10,000. And so companies can access this €10,000 voucher to work with all the universities around Ireland. And so while it may seem like it may be a daunting thing to engage in R&D, the reason myself and Tom and the other Gateway managers are here are to facilitate that and help companies access the facilities in the university to help them do more with their business.
And now we bring in Tom Fitzmaurice, IMAR Centre Manager. First of all, Tom, what does IMAR stand for?
Okay, so thanks, Teresa, and good morning to your listeners. IMAR stands for Intelligent Mechatronics and RFID. So it had been founded 13, 14 years ago now, and we've since then, even though a lot of our projects that we'd work on companies would still involve mechanical, electronic and RFID systems, we've expanded.
And what's RFID?
RFID is a kind of a track and trace system where you'd have tags and readers that can track either components through a process or, you know, location. And then we've have other types of sensors that we'd work with in the kind of Internet of Things space. We'd also have people on the software side, so it's all fine and well to get information from sensors, whether it be a temperature or pressure, but it's to take that data and analyze it. So we'd have engineers and scientists and researchers that have developed little software packages to analyze that data and actually extract value from it for the customer.
What's your area of expertise, Tom?
So again, intelligent mechatronics and RFID, we'd have automation, robotics, sensors, software, data analytics, across those kinds of, and we'd work with a lot of kind of agri-tech companies, engineering companies. So where Tim and his team would be mainly looking at the sciences side of things, we'd be more on kind of the engineering and the hardware and software side of things.
And is AI becoming a growing component?
It is, yeah. And again, it's on everyone's tip of their tongue. It's the topic of conversation. It's everywhere, you know, and it's a case of getting to, again, using it for the right reasons. There's plenty out there. There was even a thing on the news last night about the cyber attacks and, you know, these lone wolves and using AI, using information and packaging it and using it for the wrong reasons. So again, it's just ethics there is going to be a big thing, I think, going forward when it comes to AI and artificial intelligence.
So the IMAR Research Centre at MTU Kerry Campus, that its research would act as a buttress against those bad actors who are seeking to carry out cyber attacks or, for example, attacks on subsea cables or such or such examples.
Yeah, and now thankfully the clients that we'd be working with are all looking to do things for the better good. And we do have in MTU Cork, there is Cyber Ireland, the cybersecurity cluster that's based there, who have, again, professionals and experts that are working on, you know, preventing cyber attacks. And so, again, that's in the MTU Cork campus. It'd be more on the cybersecurity side. But we dabble in it, but it wouldn't be our area of expertise here in IMAR.
But there's a link. And finally, Tom, at what stage in a company life cycle would you recommend that they consider engaging in research activities such as what's going on at the IMAR Research Centre?
I think the short answer to that question, Tressa, is as early as possible. You know, research is what leads to improvements and innovation. You know, even as I mentioned in the talk this morning, we do a lot of research subconsciously ourselves. If we're looking at purchasing a new car, we're not just going to go out and, you know, throw out 10, 15 or 50,000 without doing our own research, even though we might be conscious of it. We'll ask people, what do you think of that? So again, from a company's perspective, I think as early as possible. Time is a big issue for a lot of businesses, and, you know, especially small businesses who are busy doing the day-to-day activities in the running of the business. And that's where the likes of Tim and IMR's research centres can, you know, assist with providing professionals with the expertise to take research as part of the, you know, the onward journey of a company.
Thank you both so much for your time. Absolutely fascinating. I've been truly enlightened. We've been speaking to Tim Yeomans, who is the Centre Manager for the Centre for Applied Bioscience Research, CABR, at MTU Kerry Campus, and Tom Fitzmaurice, who is the IMAR Centre Manager here. Thank you both for joining us. And we continue our broadcast, our special broadcast from MTU North Campus for Connect with MTU event, which is taking place until 12:30 today at MTU Kerry Campus in Tralee. And it's the essence of it is companies, community groups, anyone is invited up to the campus, to MTU Kerry, to have an opportunity to network and find out more about research, innovation, sustainability, job placements. There are endless possibilities, and we've been speaking to guests about what's on offer throughout the show. Finally, I'm delighted to say we're joined in our outside broadcast outside Kerry Sports Academy by Nevo Kennedy, who is New Frontiers Programme Manager, and by Marcus Schmidberger, who is founder of Junto AI?
Yes.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if it was Junto or Junto AI. Junto AI. Neve, first of all, New Frontiers Programme. Can you tell us more about the New Frontiers Programme, its connection with MTU Kerry, and how it supports startups? I know a lot of people are familiar, but for those who aren't familiar with New Frontiers, if you could explain.
Yeah,
what
of course.
You're all about.
So New Frontiers Programme is an Enterprise Ireland funded programme, and it's Ireland's national entrepreneurial development programme. And we're based here in the Tom Crean Centre, which is in the MTU North campus. So that's where the programme's run out. And this programme really is run for anybody who has a business idea, maybe a startup business idea, that really thinks, do you know what, I think there's something here. So you come on this programme, we run it over different phases, and you test your business idea, first of all, and say, like, you know, really, everyone thinks at home in their bedroom, they're coming up with their idea. Oh my God, this is going to make me millions. I'm going to save the world. But really, you have to go out there. You have to do a little bit more work than that. Test the market. Is there a market potential for your business or your product? I suppose New Frontiers really is part of the whole entrepreneurial ecosystem. We're going to put you in a program to guide you along the way, to give you the tools and the resources. So I suppose to make your business or potential business as successful as it potentially could be.
And Neve, what kind of companies are you looking for on the New Frontiers programme? And what stage should they be? Do they all have to be new, brand new businesses?
I mean, I suppose that's the beauty of the programme, right? So as I mentioned, there's different phases. But phase one, really, first of all, it's open to all sectors. So it's not just technology, it's all sectors, you know. So you can be in beauty, you can be in healthcare, you can be in medical, you know, it's all sectors. And I suppose the idea is that it's a startup programme, okay? So you have that idea, you have this I suppose, potential that you think this business could have become. And our job is to give you the tools and the resources to actually find out, are you correct? Is there a business there altogether? And if there is, move along maybe from testing the idea in phase one onto phase two, where you actually work on developing a business plan and try getting the marketing, the financials, the mentoring, all the support needed to grow that business idea into an actual company that's going to be revenue generating and hopefully scale up and maybe even export.
And how do businesses, how do entrepreneurs find out more?
Well, it's very easy. The newfrontiers.ie website has all the information. Newfrontierskerry@mtu.ie is a personal contact that you could reach out. But as I said, all the information is on the website. But we really do value the personal contact. So reach out, we'll arrange a meeting, we'll have a chat. Because you asked earlier, what stage you have to. Some people it's just an idea, or other people have actually been working for maybe a year or 2 years on this business idea and they're a little bit further advanced. But we cater for all. And it is best really to reach out, have that chat. Because the supports are there, whether they're from MTU, from the local enterprise office, you know, from your Access Bix. There really is a huge ecosystem here in Kerry, and that's what it's all about, really, like growing and fostering those job ideas into job creation.
And you have a presence here today at the Connect with MTU event that's running until 12:30 at the North Campus.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, it was great to actually meet those Kerry businesses face to face. So able to stand up, let them know what's actually going on in the MTU and how we can help. So like they could have employees or they could be, you know, single small companies and they have another idea they might want to branch out or do something different. So like to be able to talk with them and engage them and say, look, New Frontiers might actually be something for you or for one of your employees.
And speaking of one of those Kerry companies that have benefited from the New Frontiers programme, we're joined as well by Marcus Schmidberger, who's the founder of Junto AI. Marcus, tell us a bit more about Junto AI. Who are you? What do you do? Well, I know it's obviously about artificial intelligence, but what's your raison d'etre?
Yeah, thanks here, Marcus. And yeah, you were not that wrong before when you said Junto. Because Junto AI is coming from the Spanish junto, which means together. We bring the human and the AI together. So in our case, we give every human a digital twin, which is an AI agent, which is doing the work for you. Just think about what you do today on Instagram or LinkedIn. You swipe through a lot of content. You look for the next lead, the next hire. The AI agent will do all of that for you and only brings you in as a human if there's a real outcome for you.
And the obvious advantage for a business that's maybe a small business that doesn't have the resources and maybe particularly in terms of admin, that would be a great advantage for someone like that.
Exactly. When we talk today to salespeople or even small businesses which have to do sales, they spend hours on social media or on tools like Sales Navigator to find the right lead, the right person. This is Junto AI, the AI agent, doing for you. So we're saving you a lot of time and make you much more efficient.
And the website is juntoai.org.
Yes, correct. Junto,
and there's some fascinating things I must have a look at later on, such as digital feudalism, which I'd never heard of, or the vanity trap. But just to ask you, Marcus, about your own experience of the New Frontiers program and how it supports startups. How has it helped you?
Yeah, so we just talked to another person and told the person, yeah, 9 months ago I joined the phase one, which is a weekend where you get a lot of support for free, how to structure your idea. And then I joined the phase two, which is 6 months. And the 6 months, this is really the program where you get all the support to build your startup, to get the financial, the legal, the accounting, everything you have to know about running a startup, and you get all the information. And at the end, you have a fully written business plan, which then is a big advantage for fundraising or applying for PSSF or grants. But for me, the special effect was you're not alone in the program. You're with other 10 founders in there. And founding a startup is a lot of ups and downs and frustration and success. And being together in that group, you share all of that. And that keeps you motivated to keep on going. And you're not sitting alone at home. You're in that team.
And there's a cliche, of course, that Kerry is peripheral. And maybe one could argue in terms of distance from Dublin, it's peripheral in that sense. But if you're part of a programme like the New Frontiers programme, You're able to connect directly with people who are going through the same experience as you and are able to share stories and experiences.
Yes, it connects you locally, but it also connects you national. And even, I would say, also New Frontiers Enterprise Ireland, it's an international name. I'm originally from Germany. When I talk to an investor in Germany and tell them I work with Enterprise Ireland, they know the name, they know the program, and... So that's definitely a big benefit as well here.
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating. And briefly, for people who are nervous about AI from many grounds, ethical, in terms of job security, what would you say to people that are nervous about AI? Because certainly in the United States, there isn't a lot of regulation going on with it at the moment.
In Europe, we have GDPR, we have the European AI Act, which brings us a lot of regulations in and helps us a lot how to deal with that. But I have that very simple example. A farmer 50 years ago, it took him 20-30 hours to do manual all the field work. Then the tractor came and made the work much more efficient for him, and it took him only 30 minutes to do his field. Did it take him away his jobs? No, it opened up a lot of new jobs. And I see the same for AI. Yes, jobs are changing massively, but in the end, it will make it more efficient for us and give us a lot more opportunities.
Well, thank you both for joining us. We've been speaking to Niamh O'Kennedy of the New Frontiers programme. She's the manager of that programme. And Marcus Schmidberger, founder of Junto AI or Junto AI, depending on your preference. Thank you both for giving of your time this morning.